Trump says he will take legal action against BBC over Panorama edit. Trump rolls back tariffs on dozens of food products. U.S. Justice Department investigates Epstein's alleged ties to Clinton and banks after Trump request. Emails highlight Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon relationship. China urges citizens not to visit Japan over Taiwan row. Russian drone slams into block of flats in deadly wave of strikes across Kyiv. South Africa to investigate mystery of planeload of Palestinians. Trump targets longtime MAGA ally Marjorie Taylor Greene. Three killed after bus crashes into Stockholm bus stop. UK court finds mining firm liable for Brazil's worst environmental disaster. Tanzania president promises probe into election protest deaths. Mass killings probe in Sudan will hold culprits to account. Vows, UN. Man who grabbed Ariana Grande in Singapore charged in court. Second brother of French anti-drugs campaigner shot dead in Marseille. Canadian boycott of US travel shows no sign of slowing. The Aussie giving War and Peace a bogan remake. Pakistan's army has always been influential. Now its chief has new powers. At 16, I was experimented on by the CIA, and now I'm suing Prashant Kishore. Why India's political startups rarely succeed. Record settler attacks in West Bank, opening up rifts within Israel. Astonishingly lethal, BBC reports from site of Russian strike in Kyiv. Watch, mud volcano erupts in southern Taiwan. Watch, bear runs onto airport tarmac, halting flights. Watch, Blue Origin rocket successfully lands booster for first time. Russia's AI robot falls seconds after being unveiled. Analysis: China finds bigger role as US sidesteps Brazil climate summit. Trump cuts tariffs on beef, coffee, and other foods as inflation concerns mount. Shell ordered to pay Venture Global's legal fees after arbitration loss. Chilean right-wing eyes return to power as crime, migration dominate election. Ukrainian attack halts oil exports from Russia's Novo, affecting 2% of global supply. Sources say oil settles up more than 2% as Russian port suspends oil exports after Ukrainian attack. U.S. to allow transactions involving Lukoil and Caspian Pipeline Consortium. Website shows U.S.-Ukraine Critical Minerals Fund hires advisors A&M to identify projects. Cheniere Energy executive forecasts major natural gas demand for LNG plants. U.S. energy firms add oil and gas rigs for second week. Apple intensifies succession planning for CEO Tim Cook. FT reports U.S. Trade Tribunal to consider new Apple Watch import ban. U.S. jury says Apple must pay Massimo $634 million in smartwatch patent case. Disney and YouTube TV reach deal ending weeks of disruption. U.S. Justice Department heeds Trump's demand to probe Epstein ties with Democrats. Factbox. Some Wall Street hedge funds trimmed mega cap positions in third quarter. U.S. hedge funds trim stakes in Magnificent Seven. Stocks in third quarter. Paramount Skydance to sell Chilevision to investor group. Activist Starboard sells Pfizer stake after pushing for changes. Fitch lifts Greece's rating on strong fiscal position. Switzerland wins U.S. tariff rate cut to 15%, pledges $200 billion in U.S. investments. Natural gas storage surpasses expectations, indicating weaker demand. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis working on new economic data calendar post-shutdown. U.S. trade chief says Trump now ready to issue tariff exemptions on some food products. U.S. reaches trade deal with Switzerland, USTR says. Over-indebtedness on the rise again in Germany, survey shows. Slovakia's economy grows 0.3% in Q3, beats annual forecast. French inflation slows to 0.8% in October, below expectations. U.S. to remove tariffs on some products from Ecuador, Argentina, Guatemala, and El Salvador. China's October new home prices fall at fastest pace in a year. China to strengthen fiscal policy, finance minister says in Xinhua interview. New York Fed met with banks over key lending facility, FT reports.